Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And unfortunately, once again, no Craig Hazel.
That is a fucking shocker.
No!
Why?
Game week two pod and he's not here. It's like one-on-one off for him. It's like shift work, isn't it?
Yeah, I think once you reach his level.
His level once of you're, doing, yeah. of sort of dossing around.
I think, well, I was going to say like his professional
oh,
level.
Oh yeah, so no, that's what I meant.
Oh, well. I yeah, see,
you
know, yeah,
when
yeah.
you're that professional, you only need to turn up every other podcast.
Yeah, if we had this, if we were in the same professional stratosphere as
oh,
him.
Oh mate, I wish. I just wish I could yeah, have that much going on.
What
I
is...
don't need to do this podcast every week.
Is he is he in the jungle? What's he doing? Do we know?
I don't know. No, he's filming so. I think he's in Manchester filming.
Yeah, so, I mean, like...
And there's no internet in Manchester. It's not a thing, apparently. No,
oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry,
but,
guys.
But, yeah, he's not here to talk about the 2018-19 season because it's bloody underway, mate.
It is. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I forgot this is the first week.
Yeah, it is. How long did you think you've been playing
for? It seems
for?
Like forever already.
Did you think that was a really long international break? It was just for ages.
I thought we were like mid-season.
Mid-season already?
It was like the Christmas break or whatever.
Oh, is that just because you got so many points? You're like, I thought it was mid-season. I just looked at my points tally and thought, you know what, I'm not going to...
I thought we must be, that must be the winter break, wasn't it?
So yeah, it was game week one. Was this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The season begins. I can't believe it. It's back again and it's back with a big bang.
It was good. Wasn't
it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The 2018-19 season. It is, of course, our fifth season of broadcasting.
Five
as we mentioned
seasons.
Last week. Pretty good, isn't it? Pretty good.
That is pretty mental, isn't it?
Pretty.
So we've done two
exciting.
World Cups.
Two World Cups now.
Oh, yeah. Two World Cups.
14 and 18. Yeah, the World Cup.
Four full seasons.
This is the beginning
fifth
of
one.
The fifth. Wow.
Yeah.
And credentials.
For people who have just started listening,
yes.
This is comedian Tom Holmes.
Well, you know.
But if you're new, because I guess we've probably got a lot of new listeners.
Well, yeah, do you know what we have? We're in part two, we're going to go through our social media interactions and your questions and stuff. And we had loads from new people listening. I know that at the start of a season, everyone's excited. And eventually that kind of peters off and everyone goes, yeah, I'm not into fantasy football, let alone listen to a podcast about it. But if you don't play fantasy football, we've got a lot of listeners that are just sort of like casual football fans.
Probably NFL fans. Oh, the NFL season's starting. Yeah,
that's what
big,
it is.
Big update.
Yeah, we did keep having people asking who they should play as their linebacker. I just assumed that, well, that's obviously just a new position in soccer, isn't it? Isn't it? Or something. Probably one of them Sam Allardyce things.
That was like the first season. That was about 30% of our questions were like,
yeah,
what do you think about JJ Watt? Yes.
But we used to try and answer them just to have some interaction. We go, yeah, we got a bloody listener out in America. Oh, God. Yeah, just keeps asking us, yeah. But yeah, we are here. We're going to talk proper fantasy football. We're going to guide you through what happened game week one. Look at those big players and the not so big scoring players. Then part two, as we say, yeah, we've got the social media segment. And then part three, we're going to preview upcoming game week two. I already can't wait. It's happening thick and fast and I'm excited.
It's good.
Really excited. So it started on Friday, didn't it? Friday night football.
Yes.
Football.
The football came back.
All the football boys.
I think everyone was super pumped to watch Mourinho. Everyone's so, all the time, everyone's so depressed about
people
it.
People just waiting for him to go mental.
Yeah,
like,
I
if they'd
it.
Have lost, everyone was like, he would have actually probably killed someone.
Yeah.
I like the fact that last week, Craig, or last time we were on, Craig said that, is it because his parents split up? Are they going through a tough divorce? And I said that as a joke to my mate, stole one of Craig's jokes, but he went, oh, is that actually what's happening? I was like, no, how fucking old is he? He's about 50 himself. But yeah, so Mourinho was having a little bit of a meltdown, but luckily United got the 3 points, 2-1 to United, and a man that has been in the, very much in the storyline with Mourinho. Is it like a storyline? A little bit like EastEnders.
Oh yeah, the narrative, the paper narrative they want to press on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like big news. Like, we've got nothing to talk about. Let's inject some sort of rumbling.
Old Didier Pogba.
Yeah.
Didier Pogba. Yeah.
Will he, won't he?
Well, he scored the goal.
He done a penalty.
He done it. Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
They didn't show, I didn't watch it live. They showed it on Match of the Day. So, but I didn't really see.
They should have watched the match of the day. Him scoring a penalty. It's funny, that, isn't it?
That was about it.
Highlights and stuff.
Well,
they do tend to show him.
Well, I nearly got Pogba in because he's not in my team.
Yeah.
So I nearly got him in before I saw match of the day, and then I saw it and was like, oh, I'm not. He scored a goal.
Yeah.
But I didn't see too much out of United apart from that.
I don't want to, you know, no spoilers and stuff. But in part two, we've got any other business coming back, which is probably we didn't do it last week, obviously,
because we'd have to make a mistake.
Yeah. I made quite a large mistake, which was very evident within the first few minutes of someone's season, and he called me out on it, and I apologise, but we will be visiting that in any other business in part two. But yeah, Pogba did score. Luke Shaw, he scored. Yeah. He got all the bonus points, and I mean, it went everywhere. It went viral. Someone, somewhere, triple captain Luke Shaw game week one.
That's just, some people just want to see the world burn, don't they?
I think so, yeah. I don't know why, what would make you do it? It's got to have been their secret sausage second team, surely.
I don't know if it's you or Craig that says it. He is such a shit muncher.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be Craig.
It's Craig's phrase.
I think, yeah, Craig, shit muncher phrase.
What is Shaw about?
Yeah, I don't
know. His goal was so lucky. He's useless. He's going to score every week now, but...
Yeah, yeah. every week.
Yeah, yeah, he is awful.
He is, but do you know what? His price has already gone up. I think as we speak,
people are
recording
on
Tuesday evening, as always, his price has gone up. He's one of a handful of players who scored big in this game week one, and his price has gone up. I don't think it's going to last. I think it's just the knee-jerk, you know, those knee-jerk people that have just jumped on that particular bandwagon. I guess
in fairness to them, United... we're unlucky to concede here.
Yeah.
If he plays every week, which isn't certain because, I guess, is it Young who chose the position? Probably.
Yeah,
it's going to come back. If Shaw played every week, he would be a cheap-ish way into a United defence.
Yeah. Which I mean, last year you couldn't go wrong with a United defence.
No, I think it's always going to be valid. But getting a not-nailed-on person who's never scores. What was that? One goal in 140 games or something mental.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he'd ever scored before that. I don't.
I believe it was his first Premier League goal. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some mental statistics where he got four assists in his career.
So which fucking lunatic is triple captaining him? That is mad.
Oh, that is a good question. Yeah.
Who's doing that? And to be fair, they didn't even get the clean sheet because very, very late goal, 92 minutes, Vardy, little Jamie Vardy, the score sheet game week one. Could be a decent pick. He's always not a bad FPL pick last few years, certainly.
No, they were talking a few places that the Leicester manager has got 2 games to save his job.
Really?
Yeah, how can that be? Well, they just fire their manager every day, don't they?
Yeah, I know, they do get through them, don't they, bless them.
Time mate doesn't give a fuck.
No, doesn't give a shit. I'd also like to say at this point that there are obviously quite a few new additions to the Premier League. Some of them have incredibly difficult names to pronounce. Me and Ash are, for any new listeners...
we do a funny game where we pretend not to know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and if you spot it, then tweet us and you could, win a...
Win
a Toblerone.
Yeah. We like to pronounce things like that.
It's all done completely ironically.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we obviously know loads.
If anything, we pronounce it in, a really regional dialect that you wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's actually probably too accurate.
Yeah.
Pronunciations. So anyway, Dooley Ali scored for Spurs. Newcastle 1, Spurs 2. First game on Saturday. 90 minutes, no goal for Harold Kane.
But he did get a yellow card, so that's good.
He did. 31% pit still, though, at 12.5 mil.
Oh,
You've got to look at those and think, fucking hell. And I know what they're doing. They're thinking, this August hoodoo ain't going to be a thing, but... Clearly a fucking thing, mate.
I think they've got pluses and negatives to them, Spurs, this year.
Mm.
I quite like the fact that they didn't buy anybody, in a way.
Yeah.
Because consistency in their team. Everyone else has got a million new players.
Yeah.
They know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is they're all going to be fucking knackered. And Wembley, their new stadium isn't open, is it?
No.
So they're stuck at Wembley for longer.
Correct.
None of which are brilliant, I wouldn't say.
No, it's not great. Vertonghen with a goal, and as I said, Dele Alli. Assist for Sanchez and Aurier.
If Sanchez and Aurier were nailed on, which they weren't last season, but
no,
could be now, we'll have to wait and see. They would be good picks.
I wanted to make a joke. I was waiting for Serge Aurier to play because I thought, very much, I can't remember if I said this on the podcast or not, but I was going to do it as a tweet because it's actually true. The actor from 24, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
I thought his name was Keith O'Sullivan for about 10 years.
No.
Kiefer Sutherland, yeah. That's what I thought his name was. And I thought Serge Aurier was like Sir Jorier, like he was like a knight of the realm or something.
Oh, so
and
Sir
I wanted
Jorier.
Him to play towards the end of the of last season.
Wow.
So I was going to tweet that and I was like, that's got potential. And people thinking it would be a joke, but it was absolutely true. But he didn't really play last season, so I didn't really get to
no,
make
it was
the joke.
Very on and off.
Should have done it on Saturday, to be fair.
Hossaloo gets quite a lot of stick, but I think he's all right.
Yeah, scored the goal for Newcastle.
Yeah.
Assist by Richie's in a lot of teams. I saw a lot of teams with Richie, I think.
Oh, really?
His value for money. Yeah.
How many bucks is he?
Do we know? All the bucks, mate. All the bucks. Without clicking on it, I'd guess about six. Six. He's probably 1.1% picked, so he's not in a lot of teams, but he did crop up a lot in the teams that I saw.
I would say, without just off the top of my head, I'd say he had a 21.4% influence. Percentage or whatever.
Yeah, but that's just off the top of your head, mate. It's probably more like 24.5. moving on, Bournemouth beat Cardiff.
Callum Wilson. Fucking juicy dangler.
What, Callum Wilson?
Oh, he is prime. Boy. So he is
the juiciest of all the danglers.
He's there every season. Oh, I'm gonna score. He looks really good. Imagine if you've got him. Like first game, oh cool, I've got Wilson. He scored. This is awesome. And I think he got the assist first, didn't he? Then he comes up. Oh, no, he wins a penalty. Yeah. Oh, Wilson, the Wilson trade's coming. Oh, he's fucking missed it.
He did. He did miss the penalty. Scored right at the end of the game as well.
Yeah.
Right at the end. He was one of only three strikers, I believe, that scored.
Yeah, there wasn't many, was there?
At the weekend, it was slim him, pickings. Zaha, and your man at Wolves, new man, boy.
Jimenez?
Jimenez, boy! That guy, yeah. The man, boy. So newly promoted Cardiff. Beaten by Bournemouth. Fraser with a goal. Again, yeah, saw him in a lot of teams. And then you say that, I click it and it'll be 1% picks. But he was popular. 2% picks. Lovely. So...
He's very little, isn't he, Ryan Fraser?
Yeah. Lovely. Lovely. Small. That's how I like him.
Yeah.
Small and
cuddly. He makes Wilson look like a giant, I think.
Yeah. Wilson's a very attractive fella.
Yeah.
Very attractive fella.
He's surfing around.
He loves a surfboard, doesn't he?
He would have got... If he'd scored that penalty, he would have got so many points.
Yeah. Assists. Yeah. Well, he was in the team of the week.
Yeah.
The official team of the week, wasn't he? As the only striker. But talking of promoted teams that got beaten 2-0...
Oh, nice segue.
Links, mate. The links I'm capable of. Fulham got beaten by the Crystal of Palace.
So last season had a really bad start, but tons of injuries.
Palace,
correct.
Yes.
So now they've reinforced and they don't have the injuries. They look good.
Reinforced.
Yeah, I think...
Was it last year we went to Crystal Palace?
Correct.
Was it last season?
I think so, maybe the season before.
Calendar year, probably last year.
Yeah, maybe.
We went to Crystal Palace in the box, got invited by New Amsterdam Vodka. Thanks, guys.
Mm.
And you had some New Amsterdam Vodka and it was lovely, didn't you?
Very nice.
But we were in the box with rapper and actor Doc Brown, who actually appeared in episode 100 of our podcast. Go back and check it out. But he was there in like massive, massive fat. But it was during that period of time when they were doing really, really shit and they were really struggling.
He was so depressed, wasn't he?
He was so depressed. So if you want to hear him being really depressed, episode 100 of the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast. He was very depressed.
We should get him back on now. And
we should. Oh, he'd be loving it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. He'd be rapping. He'd be doing all the songs. Schlupp and Zaha with goals.
So my buddy, Wan-Bissaka.
Oh, wow.
My pick in the power.
He was incredible. He was your power bottom pick for anyone that missed it last week in the third part. We've got a new section, the power Gaffer Tape's power bottoms.
Yeah.
Don't know what it means. But I was told not to Google it though. That was yours, Wan-Bissaka, and he was the talk of the town this week. I'm going to say that. If he is the game week one talk of the town,
he is.
Maybe we should get like a little Hall of Fame board.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever is the talk of the town, if Tommy's talk of the town can go on that board, he would be it for... If you're at home and in front of a spreadsheet, knock that up. Tommy's talk of the tits.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He was
the man.
4 million.
He was 4 million, and I questioned why everyone... I had him,
but
unfortunately I didn't start him. He was on a lot of benches. We had a lot of angry people tweeting us their teams.
He was first on my bench.
Oh.
And then Bedenak didn't play for Southampton.
Oh,
so he got subbed in.
Bastard.
Cheeky.
Damn it. But he was your official pick in your Gaffer Tape power bottom. We had to pick our tip.
Lower league.
The lower segment of the league. And you picked him, mate, and it couldn't have gone better. It was the talk of the town.
It's going to be
assist and three bonus.
Could be a good season for fullbacks.
Yeah.
Like after last season wasn't really, because Spurs kept rotating, City weren't really playing them, Man United don't really have them. But now, and Chelsea were playing a weird formation.
Yeah.
But now Chelsea look like they're going to use them more. Cities were mental. We'll come to that in a bit.
Well, we're going
to Palace got them. Like, it could be a real difference. West Ham look like they're going to use them.
Well, I just didn't understand why everyone was getting Wan-Bissaka for 4 mil. And I was like, oh, is he a new signing? But he did play last season. So I was like, why? And it was just everyone saying it's just because he's going to start and he's 4 mil.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll stick him in. Everyone else fucking has gone. And now his price has started rising. Everyone's jumping on that bandwagon.
It's a difficult one, though, because who's Palace's next game? They got Liverpool.
Liverpool.
So again, I reckon he's going to be on everyone's bench.
I've started him.
Have you?
I started. My defence did pretty well this week, but he would have outscored all of them, even. What's his tits? Alonso, I've got. I've decided to go with him, even though I've got Bournemouth, Charlie Daniels. I think I'm going to go with him because I think, if we are going to ride that particular war wagon, then why not? I might as well join in.
So the next game, Huddersfield Chelsea, 3-0 Chelsea.
Yes.
Interesting this because Chelsea, people are up and down on them, aren't they?
Mm.
I had my original draft of my team. They've got some good value players. Yeah. I had Pedro,
I had Alonso, Pedro at one point, I've got Alonso at the moment.
Jorginho at one point. And then right at the end, I managed to rotate them all out.
Yeah.
So I've got none now, which I'm not sure about, because I think they might do all right.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Jorginho, very cheap at 5 mil. Pedro's, 6.5? Fucking Kante scored. Now, there's a couple of people at my work that I've got them to join the Gaffer Tapes League, which, coincidentally, is now absolutely fucking huge. We've got about 7,500 teams in. We've got teams waiting to come in. We will be shutting the league off, obviously, because we never usually do. We'll give you the info on joining the league later. But we've got so many people in the league. But I sent out an email at work, and a couple of mates at work were like, oh, yeah, no, I'll get involved. And both of them had Kante in their team. And I was like, damn, fuck his team, mate. I was like, oh, these fucking amateurs.
Yeah.
I was like, come here, boys, under my wings. I said, you don't want to get Kante. I said, great player, one of the best in the league. But he's shit at fantasy football. And obviously, I came into work on Monday. They all went, what's all this Kante shit? And I told one of them to take Wan-Bissaka off the fucking... I went, don't start him, mate.
Oh, my God.
He's bench fodder, boy. You don't know nothing. Yeah. You don't know nothing, boy. So I look like a right twat. Kante with a very rare goal and some rare FPL points, because it is quite rare, let's be honest.
So I think both of them... So you've got Pedro.
Yeah.
If he plays every week, 6.5 million is ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, if he played every week, that would be so... He'd be must.
I heard it's
such a stupid
only
price.
Only going to play if they did sell Hazard, because obviously it was touch and go.
Or Hazard or Willian, if either of them went.
Yeah, but Willian didn't play, did he? And
I think they both played in part. Oh, okay. But Fabregas is injured. I think he's had some sort of surgery.
Again, it is the rotation between all those lads, because I had Fabregas on and off last year. Yeah. To be fair, I think I had Pedro on and off last year.
And I had Willian. But they get rotated. The only one who doesn't is Hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now seems like a shrewd pick, because he looked fucking great, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
The flashes of brilliance. He got the assist, as did Alonso and Willian. So, yeah.
I think Pedro, if he nailed on,
like
if he was to become, he would be a mega good pick, just value-wise. And Kante and Jorginho aren't really, although Kante playing a little bit further up might get in there. And Jorginho nearly got an assist, to be fair.
Was it a penalty he scored?
He scored a penalty,
wasn't it? Yeah.
And he did a through ball for one of the other goals, but someone got a touch on it.
If he's on penners at 5 mil, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Yeah, people are saying Hazard will be, but I don't know. And then, the thing is, at 5 mil, there isn't a lot of people, there's not a lot of people in that area. It's the same as, I think, Milijevic last year.
Yeah.
Like it's about Jorginho,
that price, wasn't it?
Yeah, if Jorginho was on penalties, like you've got Ruben Neves, I think, is 5 or 5.5.
He's 5, yeah.
So obviously he's probably a better pick because he plays further up the pitch.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's not millions more. They're going to get 3 points every week.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you're going to start a 5 mil midfielder, then he's one of the ones to go for. But we'll get to Neves shortly. But he seems
like if you've got to have two in your team for some reason.
Tits, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Absolute tits.
Then next up,
Watford Brighton, 2 for Pereira. Kind of quite a big pick at points last season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Pereira. 5 goals, 3 assists last year. 2 straight away, first game of the season.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell. I guess if he plays every week.
3.9% pick, yeah, six mil. Yeah, 16 points though. He was the joint biggest scorer of the opening game week. Yeah,
yeah, look good.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, Hollibas with both assists as well. So you could pick up both of them for pretty cheap. But then, is it going to be one of them? I think Pereira's price is about to go up or has just gone up. Yeah.
So, I wonder.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Watford. I don't know enough about Watford to be honest to know if he's going to play every week. Well, I mean, he's going to play now, I imagine. But he doesn't get a lot of minutes normally.
I posed the question, just going back one slightly, about Wan-Bissaka. I was like, is he this season's version of Hegazi last season? Remember those first 3 game weeks, he scored 2 and got an assist and a clean sheet or something. And he was in everyone's team. But because he was so cheap, he was in everyone's team basically until the fucking end.
Yeah.
People never even bothered taking him out, but he didn't really do anything after the first 3 game weeks.
No, that's right.
So I was like, I posed that on Twitter and I was like, is he going to be the new Hegazi? Yes or no? As a little poll. And we had about 600, 700 votes. And it was really close. But it was like 53% yes, he will.
Oh, wow.
The new Hegazi. And then some won't. People just giving me hate for even suggesting it. I was like, well,
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, so Pereira or Hollibas, definitely people to keep your eye on. 4.5.
4.5 defender.
2 assists.
2 assists.
What is his records like previous seasons? He's never really got over like 70 points.
Yeah.
Or 80, sorry. Interesting.
Yeah. Likes an assist though, the odd assist.
If you've got a 4.5 mil defender, I wonder if there's many better.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
One to keep an eye on. They've both got really mixed. Watford have got a mixed set of fixtures coming up.
Yeah.
So
but then he could just be little rotation boy, couldn't he?
Yeah.
That's his superhero name, little rotation boy.
Yeah.
And when he changes into his superhero outfit, he just rotates. Just really slowly.
Just slowly spins around
as he comes around. Like, he's just got a small mask.
No, he's got his like work clothes or whatever. Yeah. He's like got his suit. Then he really slowly rotates and then he's in his football kit.
Yeah.
That could be his thing, you know, on Sky Sports, you know,
that'd be it. He rotates. Rotation man.
Puts his kit on the rest of the time he's got a tracksuit. Tracksuit.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Pitch it to him.
Yeah.
We pitched other shit to him. Everton Wolves. This Neves showed that he was, again though, he was on a lot of benches. It's
quite a good pick for a late Saturday game, I think, this, because there are loads of new players.
Yeah.
People be interesting. Not normally like a glamour fixture, but with all the people coming in.
Yeah.
I cannot believe people didn't think Richarlison was a good buy.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I do have him.
Yeah.
I do have him. Again, he scored 2. His price has gone up already. It went up earlier today, maybe last night.
I don't know.
2 goals for him. People saying, well, you know, he started really strong last season and then tailed off. People, on Twitter, which is what we use most. And I don't know why, because it's just full of hatred. Just people, like, someone tweet their team of Richarlison, and they go, what the fuck are you thinking, fucking Richarlison? Are you fucking stupid? And then you just want to go, well, I remember who that is. Yes. Richarlison, 2 goals. He looks good. Red card for Phil Jagielka.
That was really suspect red, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so. It was really a strange soft one. The way he just sort of trotted over, it almost looked like the ref had pulled out the wrong card.
Yeah, and then was like...
Because he didn't even storm over like, this is fucking happening. He just kind of went and I thought, I wonder if he's just pulled out the red and gone, oh shit, didn't mean to. Got to commit to it. See you later.
Yeah, because it was like, fuck it off, looked Phil. Like a rash challenge sort of, but not really. Yeah. And then when it wasn't like particularly high or two-footed or anything. It was the same as, I don't know if we've gone... For what was the game where there was a penalty? Someone ran into the box, did a step over, and then fell over, basically.
What, this week?
Yeah.
Was it the United game?
Oh, might have been. Might have been in the Palace game. Oh, I can't remember. But anyway, there was another soft penalty in one of the games, I can't remember where someone ran into the box, did a couple of step overs, and then was like, oh, I just give up. Just fell on the floor and got a penalty.
Yeah. Well, that's another discussion for another day, but it happens a fucking lot. Talk of set pieces, though. Neves scored a belter from there. 5 mil if you're looking for that.
So I had a 4.5 midfielder.
Yeah.
Dale Stevens. So I left a mil. My team was only 99 million. I left a mil on the bench, in the bank. So I already, straight away got in Neves.
Yeah.
It's just like easy, isn't it?
Annoyingly, I had Neves and we received an email from a listener, a long time listener, who gave us a little tip on someone to buy. I'm not going to say who, because he did say this isn't for everyone, this is just for you lads. He gave me a little tip on a Cardiff player to buy, and I spent that £5 million on the Cardiff player, and not Neves. Although, to be fair, he would have been on my bench anyway, so you know, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I just feel like I've just got to buy Neves back.
You never know. Well, what are their fixtures like? It's going to be... Well, they haven't got great set fixtures.
Not great for the next four or five, no.
No, no. Really, they got good. Leicester, City, West Ham, Burnley, Man United.
Yes.
But if you're... But only 20% picked. But then if it's like a £5 million player...
Yeah, it's still... It's one of them. It'd be the sort of one that Craig always says, I'll keep holding off because he's not going to hit... Because I think it can't last. And then he ends up having to buy him when he's 5.6.
Yeah, yeah.
And goes, fucking hell, I should have just got him when I thought I should.
Giotta,
yeah.
Who I can't believe he's less percentage picks than Neves.
Yeah,
I guess he's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, he's 1.5 mil more. So
the first draft, I guess when the game first opened, before there were so many new players in it, everybody had Giotta.
Yeah,
I think we might have been talking about it at the end of the World Cup or the pre-season one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was in a lot of. I guess people have just realised that they could spend it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe a little bit more wisely. Then,
Sunday.
Ash, how do you feel? How do you feel? Liverpool.
We always get stuffed by Liverpool.
Yeah.
And now they're so good. It's like, basically it's the same as playing Real Madrid, effectively. You're playing like a Champions League final team, aren't you? Like, West Ham are going to get stuffed. It's just like, it doesn't even seem like a fixture to me. You know, playing
Is it the same as playing Real Madrid?
I mean, not as playing Real Madrid.
Real Madrid beat Liverpool.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not far. Slightly it's different lesser. Playing Cardiff and playing...
Tell me about Cardiff, mate.
But if you play Cardiff, right, that's not in the same... They're not in the same category as Real Madrid.
No, that's true. Well, Liverpool are. You could say that. Well, a lot of people saying Liverpool are the team to beat City this year.
I'm not sure.
To the league. I don't know whether you can say it. But, I mean, you know, that you just had so much quality there. Mane, two goals. Salah scores pretty much straight away, it seemed, from...
I think the worst thing
lovely for me
about it was that Mane scored twice. So I had Salah,
yeah,
which is good. He scored, and obviously I'd captained him. But then anybody who got Mane just got such good value.
Yeah.
Two goals. You haven't wasted all that money on Salah.
No, that's true. But, you know, I think in the long haul, Salah is still going to. Maybe it might not be as much value for money. Maybe we'll just tick along with a goal. I don't know, five goals every six games or something. But
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You might think, oh shit, it might be spent better somewhere else. But I do still think, you know, I do still think it's... although, I mean, Mane is quite highly picked now.
Yeah.
His price is starting to rise.
Yeah, it's already gone up. Yeah, it's so hard.
Good. I mean, fuck me. Sturridge got in on it. Sturridge scored.
Yeah.
Klopp, do you see Klopp was absolutely pissing himself when Sturridge scored? He's like, I can't believe it. He can score a fucking goal. But he's 6 mil. 6 mil for Sturridge.
Oh, well, he's never going to play them, is he?
No, that's true. But I mean, 6 mil. Fucking hell. There's someone out there, it'd be, you know, Kevin at work that we say, who's done his team and he's put Sturridge in.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Welbeck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I absolutely believed in Daniel Sturridge. Or is it just because he's the only player you fucking recognise because you haven't watched football for 15 years, you knob? assists for Robertson, who's back hitting the sort of form that he ended last season in.
Yes, I think a lot of people would have been pleased to see that Alexander-Arnold and Robertson both started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, people were saying, oh, which one should I go for? Both if you want. Not a problem.
Oh, possible. Could be. Van Dijk. Basically, they haven't conceded ever since he started playing.
Is that true?
Well, not literally, but I mean, they haven't conceded many. They might not have conceded at home since he started playing.
To give West Ham, you know, some props, Fabianski looked good.
Yeah, and we definitely turned up. The bus got there.
Oh, you fielded 11 people. I counted them.
All
matching kits. Yeah. They all looked lovely.
They did really well. It was good.
Yeah. Oh, there was all 11. Counted them and everything.
I think we have to wait and see. I think you got two things with West Ham. Like, you've got new manager, new players, and so they've got a new system. So he's obviously said they got slaughtered for playing a high line, but that's how he wants them to play, right?
Yeah.
Which I think for most of the other games of the season, once they've got it going, it'll work. But I don't think you can spend pre-season teaching them that. Then first game, be like, okay, can you just play a completely different system?
Yeah.
When you're going to lose anyway, you may as well just go out on your sword or whatever.
Yeah. Go out on your sword.
Go out on your sword? Is that a thing?
No, that is a thing. Go out on your sword. I'm going to write that down. That's nice.
Yeah. Go out on your sword. And, you know, so it's fine.
Go out on your tits. Go out on your tits.
Yeah. Get off your tits on your sword. so, You know, like, fine. Okay, we lost. But
yeah.
I think the only problem we might have is every team seems good. We're talking about, I think we're talking about last week.
Mm.
All the cloggers have gone down, haven't they? Like, you know,
cloggers?
Like West Brom and all that.
Yeah.
Like, the media are always like, oh, God, you have to play. If you get promoted, you have to play terrible defensive football.
Mm.
They've all gone.
Yeah.
Like, basically all of them have gone. And the teams that play nice football, like Bournemouth, have stayed up.
Yeah.
And now everyone's just brought a shit ton of players.
Mm. So you think it's just going to be a goal fest?
It could be, and it's going to be really difficult to start. Like, I think if you have a bad season,
well,
you're going to get relegated to fuck, mate.
Talking of goal fest, mate, Southampton Burnley.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. Absolute fuck fest. Yeah. Obviously, 0-0. Not a great game.
But Hart not conceding
a
goal. What?
Joe Hart doesn't concede a goal. What? But Burnley defence, again, you know,
yeah.
Value for money. Although they are all a little bit more expensive than last season, but
I think there's going to be a few people.
Me, Tarkowski.
Yeah, I got Tarkowski. So. And I thought Southampton might be all right. I had Bedenak, but he's like nowhere near starting.
So Bedenak. Oh, Bedders, yeah. Big time. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I still think there's a lot of value in Burnley defenders. Not so much with the strikers. I did have Chris Wood at one point in a draft of my team, but I did get rid of him. I liked him last season. I sort of jumped on his bandwagon just as it was he started scoring.
I think they're still likely to get some clean sheets. They got some
not bad games. Yeah, for the next sort of half dozen games.
So if you're new to the podcast, basically me and Tom, you know, like we get out there a lot, and then Craig's more of sort of an armchair fan. Well, that's what Tom called him anyway, which has sort of started the whole thing. But there's some of us actually go to the games. So this week, I think you went to Arsenal.
Craig said last week on the podcast, when was the last time you went to the Emirates, Tom? Ask me that now, because it was Sunday. Went to watch the boys get beaten by City 2-0. Yeah, it felt like the beginning of a revolution before we got in.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, we were doing a little bit of filming.
Oh, one of those revolutions where everyone turns up in a square and protests, then immediately gets bombed by like F-15s.
It was a little bit like that. And the F-15s were in the, in the shape of
Guardiola, flying the plane.
Yeah. It just felt like exciting. Arsenal were the unknown commodity. It was like, you know, anything could happen. The pressure was off. We were saying in the pub before, we were like, yeah, do you know what? You know, we could potentially, I mean, let's not forget who they are, they're champions. We could potentially lose 3-0, but if there was a lot of real positives, it's not that bad. We actually only lost 2-0, but there wasn't as many positives as we thought. It didn't seem like the same old Arsenal. Like, we lost the ball a lot on the left. Maitland-Niles was struggling, and then he got injured, but he was really struggling and he kept losing. And that's exactly where we were as well. It was just so obvious, the fucking space. They're trying to play the ball out from the back, and I mean, fucking hell, Cech cannot do that.
Oh, holy really?
Shit. Amount of times he kept just losing the ball. Kept like a couple of times nearly scored own goals. Just trying to.
Oh,
just
of course, panic. That was amazing,
just
wasn't
panic.
It?
Panic. But yeah, the positives from an Arsenal point of view was that the second we started struggling, he was making changes straight away. Emery was making changes. Whereas Wenger would be stubborn, we'd be losing 2-0 and he'd wait till 85 minutes and then bring on a player we should have brought on half an hour ago. But Emery was straight away doing it.
So
55 minutes making changes. So that was nice.
I've got Aubameyang.
Yes.
Well, I thought it looked good. And he looked good when Lacazette came on.
Lacazette was brilliant. Yeah. Lacazette was great. And little guy, now this is going to be Guendouzi. I mean, maybe, might be. Sideshow Bob with the hair.
Oh, yeah,
Fucking outstanding. He was great. He just had energy about him. He was
He
was really fucking, he was everywhere. He was busy as fuck. He was, do you know what I mean? No messing around. He looked strong, big.
Literally, the only thing I can remember about him is the commentator him. Said, oh, he's not related to David Luiz.
Because they got the same hair. That's not really how it works.
Yeah, that's the only thing
people
I can remember
the
about
same
it.
Haircut are related to each other. Silly, lazy. So I said Sideshow Bob, which is, you know, not as current as as David Luiz, but, you know,
so you thought he
paints
good.
A picture. But yeah, he looked really good, and he's only 5 mil. I don't know if he's going to get FPL points, but
he's got nice hair.
Guendouzi, loved him. Oh, just really, really, really Sheep. Enjoyed watching him play.
Think he'll play every week.
4.5 rather as a midfield. I don't know, he might do. He might do. I'm tempted.
Does he play holding?
I mean, he got the formation wrong, though. Like, Ramsey was playing too high. Ozil just was nowhere to fucking be seen.
What do you think about Mkhitaryan?
Yeah, he wasn't really anywhere to be seen either. I do like him. I just think there is a way that they can all kind of play together. But that wasn't it.
So, and then on the other end.
Yeah, boring.
Mendy obviously got about a billion points.
He did. Oh, no, I took him out as well.
Oh, I took him in. I tell you who I thought. I tell you who I thought looked really good.
Yes.
And probably people won't pick up because he didn't get anything.
Mm.
Walker.
Yeah.
If they've got. They didn't get the freedom to go forward last season. Mm. I wonder if they're going to stay with the same tactic where they play 4-1-4-1 and let the fullbacks attack, because Walker was just in the box every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He is so quick, isn't he?
He was fucking rapid. Yeah. Oh, my God. Really, really fast.
He kept mulling it. Oh, maybe that's who. Was he up against the guy you said couldn't handle him?
Oh, Maitland-Niles.
Yeah, what was his side of Maitland-Niles? Left.
He was left.
He was up against Walker.
Obviously, we've got injuries. He's not naturally left
footed. Oh, my God. He did about 100 times.
Yeah, he did. Sterling scored. Couldn't do it for everyone saying, couldn't do it for fucking England. He's like fucking John Barnes.
Yeah.
But, you know, he played well.
Two really good goals. That and Bernardo Silva.
Silva scored. And when it went in around the ground on the big screens, it said, Fernandinho! And so I thought, well, at least I'm getting some fantasy football points.
Oh!
And then it was Bernardo Silva, so it was like a double kick in the tits.
Yeah.
It was a kick to each of my tits.
Bam, bam. Yeah,
kick
1-2.
To each of my tits. Yeah, that was annoying. But yeah, I mean, they are the team to beat, you know. Can Liverpool do it? I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not sure about Bernardo Silva as a pick. I've got him.
Mm. Yeah, he's in a few.
Because he wasn't doing that much. But obviously, if he manages to keep his place in the team, they've just got so many easy games coming up. If they win them all 4-0, he might get points anyway.
Yeah.
Just from existing.
Yeah, that's
like, true. If you're just a City player.
He's the cheapest, really, out of all of them, isn't he?
I think if you're a City player and you're just on the pitch, you're going to get points.
Yeah.
Apart from Fernandinho, maybe.
It's unfair in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some points just because you're playing for City.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the end of the day, when you can bring on De Bruyne and Gabriel Jesus, then, you know, you're doing all right, and you really doing all right. But yeah, just before we go for this section, we can do the league very quickly. Let's just give out the pin. You can join. Whee! Join the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football League, brought to you by monstershop.co.uk, with prizes, a PS4 bundle for the overall winner, plus monthly Manager of the Month prizes. Join with the pin 4817-1594 or the auto join link, thegaffertapes.com/join. You can join this league, baby.
So if you go to thegaffertapes.com/join,
it'll
just automatically put you in the league.
It goes
done it. This is good as well, because what we were saying about the thing where we purposely mispronounce things.
Yes, we do it with the league as well.
Yeah, so like if we slaughter your name, like it's obviously we did it on purpose. Because we could pronounce them all perfectly.
Yeah.
And there's definitely no difficult ones here.
It means we really like you.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's about 7,500 at the moment. There's going to be 8,000 by the time the next game week rolls around. And we're going to have to cap it at about 10,000. It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe leave it rolling. Yeah. But yeah, join in. Joint 10th, we've got Petruck, 50 Shades of Andy Gray, and The Wiz.
All joint.
All joint 7th, Salah triple captain, Delay, and Can Mane Salah Carrius? Can Mane Salad carry us?
There's a joke there somewhere.
It's nearly there. Number 6th, Will Elliott with SW6. 5th, Mexican Hot Pockets, Chris Wood. I wonder if it's actual Chris Wood.
Someone
for Burnley
sent me a message asking, is this Chris Wood and the next player as well?
Andrew Robertson.
Yeah.
So I've only just realised. No, that's Andrew Robertson from Dream Team, who Craig was on TalkSport with. I bet it is. Andrew Robertson, who Craig was on TalkSport with from the Suns Dream Team, our mates at the Suns Dream Team FC. I bet it is. He's in 3rd, as is Red Devils, Benjamin Adekir. And number 2, Mighty 11. And number 1, currently winning the Gaffer Tapes League, is Sword of the Morning.
He only got 125 points.
Only 125. That's
I wonder if he... What if any of them have played their cards? Played the cards right?
Oh, maybe.
Have they played their actual cards?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
I wonder.
I'm going to tell you.
While Ash is having a look...
Bench boosted.
Oh, he bench boosted game week 1!
Cheeky. Oh,
he just wanted to be top.
He had Wan-Bissaka, Begovic, Jimenez, Daniels on the bench.
Oh my God,
even if he hadn't bench boosted, he would have had a mega score.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's got Mane, Salah, Tucson.
Fair play to you, mate.
Oh my God.
Fair play to you.
Wow, what a team.
That's lovely. Then our positions quickly. Ash, 629th in the Gaffer Tapes League. You had a really good week. You're not too many points behind that top 10. That's how many people we've got. Me, Tommy, Big T-Dog, People's Champ. 2099th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Holy shit. That
sounds bad, but it's not.
Sounds bad. I had like 78 point week. And then Craig Hazel, 6,470th in the Gaffer Tapes League. He is a 129 click wanker. Holy shit.
120. Imagine doing 129 click wanker. Clicks to find your team.
Yeah, yeah. In case you didn't know, yeah, that's what we've always called it. How many times you have to click to find your team. He'd have to click in blocks of 50, as it shows in the league.
That's a lot.
129 clicks.
129.
That's a sore wrist. That's probably why he's not here. He's got an incredibly sore wrist.
I think in the next part, if we can find it, we should have a look at his team. I don't know what.
It's around somewhere. Yeah,
we'll figure out where it'll be.
We'll have a look. But yeah, that was section one, and then in part two coming up. Oh, go on.
Oh, last minute. I think I found it. Oh, so he's got Van Dijk, Tarkowski, and Alexander Arnold in goal. That's good.
He's got all three of those defenders in goal. That's mental.
Oh, that's where he's going wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Van Dijk, Tarkowski, and Alexander Arnold in goal. Put him in goal, mate.
Yeah, but then he's gone.
Salah.
Why is he? Rashford.
Jota.
He's gone rogue.
Rashford,
mate.
Mitrovic, and.
Oh, he's been well fucked over. He's got Sané, who everyone thought would play.
Yeah, to be fair, I did, and he only got a few minutes at the end.
Yeah.
But there we go. We will continue to slag off Craig in part two coming up, where we have all your social media questions. And then after that, part three, we'll be previewing game week three. And I'm sure it will be the return of the biggest feature currently in British broadcasting, the diary of Little Timmy Tinker. All of that when we come back.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for sticking around. Craig is still not here. Tom is here.
And I'm here, mate.
We've got some tweets for you in a little section we call...
Tweets for my tweet!
Who's asking?
That was very quick. It sort of came in very quick. Yeah. I wasn't ready.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, do we normally...
Lucky I had my finger on the button for the jingle, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's good. Do we normally say stuff before the thing? I don't know.
Well, just build it up, but it's not a problem.
Okay, we're here. We're bang. Straight into this.
Unorthodox.
So we got one from Craig Wright.
We actually got two from Craig Wright. But Craig Wright, tech writer.
Oh.
To give him his full Twitter name.
Yeah. What's he saying? What's he asking?
He's saying, thoughts on the promoted clubs, Fulham and Wolves, lots of huff and puff, but defence not good enough.
Nice little rhyme there. Bam, bam.
That was quite good, yeah. I just realised that rhyme.
When you're a tech writer, you can rhyme.
Tech rhymer.
Maybe he's a rapper. That's his rap name.
Tech writer.
Probably.
Inside for the tech writer. he also said, what's the feeling with Burnley's defence? Had my doubts with Europa League and signing Joe Hart attack.
Bam.
It looks solid again. Could be good value for first half of the season. Well, we did say that earlier that the Burnley defence would look decent. They were great last year. You had to have a Burnley defender, didn't you, last year, pretty much?
I like Tech Wright already. He's so
I really
he's
like
never
him.
The little joke.
Well, he's Rome. Called Craig. Let's get him in. Why don't you replace the other Craig?
Yeah.
And we'll start calling him the other Craig. That's what you get if you're only here fucking 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Nah, good luck to him.
So what do we think of the promoted clubs? I think that Mitrovic for Fulham looks good. So with Schürrle as well.
Mitrovic, yeah, nearly scored several times.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think over the course of the season.
Just lucky that Wayne Hennessy was on such top form.
Yeah, good. Wolves, the same. Good.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to what I was saying before. They're fine. It's just going to be a really tough season. I think people are going to win points from each other. I wouldn't be surprised if both of them finished in the top 10 or got relegated.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's too hard to tell who's going to be terrible at the minute. I think probably Cardiff aren't going to do it well. But I think both of those clubs are going to be
Yeah, and I think there's going to be, out of each of those teams, and Cardiff included, I think there's going to be those players that just...
Yeah.
That you do end up having to have, whether it be Neves or Mitrovic or, you know, what's his name? Peterson or Patterson or...
Yeah, yeah. One of them, lads.
One of them.
Yeah.
Peterson or Patterson, get them both in.
Yeah.
Get them both in, they're both good.
So, like Schürrle, I think Burnley, Fulham and Wolves, there's going to be a sprinkling of cheap players from them in your team all season. Be surprised if by the end there isn't. Same with when Newcastle's fixtures turn around, when they're not so savage, I think people will probably pick up, you know, a couple of their players. Same with Burnley. They're just so good defenders, such a good defensive unit. Like having Joe Hart isn't brilliant because they've got two good keepers.
Yeah.
Like they're not playing.
I mean, yeah, but when they come back, Joe Hart, what's he going to do then?
Is
he going to do? There's no way, no matter how well he plays, he's keeping them boys out.
He's going to be on holiday, like loaned out to Greece or somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
So thanks for tweeting in.
Grease the Musical or Grease?
They are re... Did you know this?
What are you going to tell me?
The Oh, that's not your favourite, but Grease 1, back on at the cinema for its 40th year anniversary.
Is it?
Looks like it's aged
pretty
well.
I mean, me and Craig always say about how much we love Grease 2, but genuinely, top five films, like if there was a thing called Desert Island Films, Grease, the original Grease, would have to be in that.
You're such a lunatic, but yeah.
Yeah, but yours would just be like all the Lord of the Rings films, and then, I don't know, like Lord of the Rings bonus features or something.
Oh, Lord of the Rings bonus features is one of my top five films. Yeah.
Is it?
Imagine that Desert Island disc, Lord of the Rings bonus feature, disc yeah. 7.
This 7, really good top quality feature though.
I did watch
extended scenes
last week. I did watch all the Lord of the Rings films for the first time in a long time. God, they're good.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Is this when like I was asking you to do really important stuff for the gaffer tapes? You're like, really busy, mate. Really busy. What are you doing? Just all the work stuff.
All
the work stuff. Should we do... Oh, we got a tweet from King Chip.
King of Chip, long time listener.
I'm the king of the chippers, ooh. He's really made use of his 280 characters.
Okay.
Okay. Said, okay, one, who is the biggest scumbag in the Premier League? Should we answer these quick fire? Who's the biggest scumbag in the Premier League?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know at the minute.
I don't know who's a scumbag anymore.
Yeah, everyone...
Oh, didn't someone beat... Oh, this... No, that could be libelous. Someone beat up there. Someone beat up the missus and said something about, like, disabled people.
Oh.
But I'm not going to guess who it was. Yeah. Craig would know. Probably him. Probably say what you want. He's not here. Why haven't you done a predictor-like league winner... relegated, top scorer, first sacking, most yellows, random thing to happen, etc. to be sealed and checked at the end of the season.
Well, good idea. We should do that for next time.
Oh, I'm glad you knew what that meant, because I fucking didn't.
That's a really good idea.
Didn't all have an idea?
Yeah, it would have been much better if you suggested it before the league started.
Okay. Oh, right. So we write it all, seal it, put it somewhere, and then we go, Craig thought Wolves were going to win the league.
Yeah, because if we done it last season, I would have predicted that Salah would have been top goal scorer.
Really?
Well, yeah. And then you guys would have been like, oh, shit. What a good pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Next time's Craig's in, so probably next week.
Yeah.
Or the week after. We'll do that. Which Craig, though? We don't know.
Exactly. Craig. Yeah.
Tech writer. And number three, if you were a footballer, what would you do with the money? I think you ran out of characters at the end. If I was a footballer, what would you do with the money? Fucking hell. Oh, what would I do with the money?
Get a nice house. You'd take such a savage pay cut.
Nice house in the country.
You're so fucking boring.
What would you do? I'd buy a replica Lord of the Rings full costume and I'd have feet implants, so I'd have big hobbit feet. Is that what you'd do? No, I don't know. No, I'd have a nice place in the country. I'd probably have a little place abroad. I don't know. I'm a simple man. I just need simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd probably have a real lightsaber, though. I'd really like a real lightsaber.
Yeah.
But like a real one.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd give someone... I'd pay them, like, if I was earning, like, Ozil money, you know, like, was he on, like, 250 grand a week or something mental? Yeah. I'd have someone and I'd give them 10 grand a week and I'd be like, someone in a lab going, make me a real lightsaber.
Yeah.
Always wanted a real lightsaber. Fair. There you go. What about you?
I think I would be one of those dickheads who buys, like... Lamborghini.
I don't know what they're called. Cars. I'm just
whatever the Lamborghini is, that's really good. I'd get a purple one with like yellow writing all over it and stickers and stuff. So like you get a like 250 grand Lamborghini, then stick loads of stickers on it and neon lights, so it devalues it by about 100 grand.
Hmm.
And then you're so out of shape or whatever that when you get out of the car, everyone's like, "Who the fuck is that prick?"
Yeah.
So I think I'd ruin my life.
Oh, yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
And me saying I get a house in the country, like, what a waste! What a
is that? Can't think of the appreciation on that.
Right, we have... This middle section is a little bit of an email special. It's the start of the season, everyone's excited. We've got, like, 5 emails from various places in the country.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through them. Should I do them in different accents?
Oh, yes.
Maybe not. That might be seen as racist. We've got one from Lee Marston. Hi, Lee! He said, good evening, gents. Assumed that we'd be reading it out in the evening time.
Well also done, assumed Lee. Our genders. Cheers,
correct.
Lee.
Correct, yeah. I identify as an Apache attack helicopter. Good evening, gents. I am looking forward to listening to yourselves throughout the highs and lows of this season. Being a West Ham fan, I'm more than likely to have a lot more lows than highs.
Unlikely, as we're the best team ever.
There you go. As soon as FPL was up and running this year, I was tinkering with my team every day. However, now, after a reasonably successful first week with 75 points, I now have slight manager's block. How do you guys manage? Everyday tinkering or late on a Friday? What do you guys think is the best tactic? Thanks, gents. Also, once again, I never want to hear Cockaleeky Sue this season. She can still get fucked.
Thanks, Lee.
I did like you, Lee. I did like you until that, Lee.
He is right, though.
What? Cockaleeky Sue can get fucked?
She really can.
Well, good job we've got more emails.
Wait till part four.
Not everyone. Yeah. Just quickly to answer Lee's question, Tinker, you're a little pre-season tinkerer, but then when it comes to it, you do pretty much all your, your weekly transfer and stuff pretty late in the day, notoriously, didn't you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? No, you changed.
Not since last season. So last season, I made one 2-point hit.
Yeah.
So new people season. Listening, finished 800th in the world last season.
Not as good as when you finished 81st in the world.
82nd, but you know.
82nd, yeah, sorry.
Pretty poor. So what I would do is I'd wait till now, probably till we've done the podcast on Tuesday. It's the same as listening to it, obviously, like talking out or whatever. Then Wednesday, make an early-ish transfer and then tinker with my team a little bit and then maybe make sure it's double-checked for Friday. But yeah. I probably wouldn't leave my transfer till Friday now.
Oh, so you've changed. You used to make them drunk whilst abroad several minutes before the deadline. Yeah.
My old tactic was wait till Friday night, preferably abroad, as pissed as possible,
yeah.
And then take like a triple points hit and then be like, what the fuck?
Well, there you go. And then when you take it seriously, you do really well. So
I can't take it seriously all the time.
We got an email from Daryl Williams. Hasn't been in touch for a while. He's a gentleman from Ireland. That's all we know. That's all we're willing to say.
Daryl.
He said, hi, gaffers. It might not be that part of Ireland, but that's quite a good impression, isn't
he
it?
He could have an accent from there.
He could do. Great to have ye back after pre-season. What current championship players would have the highest FPL value? And when is Cockaleeky Sue getting her own segment? Sound Dara Williams. Thanks, Dara.
So I think...
Lovely guy.
This is Craig has just said...
It would be... Oh, yeah. Well, Craig dislikes Cockaleeky Sue as much as you do.
So he's not here, right?
Yeah.
So then he's like, ha, 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 I've fucked off. I'm going to play with their minds. Like,
I'm going to sabotage the podcast.
We learn literally fuck all about the championship. That's what Craig's existence is for. He watched these minor things like the Scottish League and the Championship.
Yeah, he bets on a lot of different football,
and he really likes Cockaleeky Sue.
Yeah, we'll ask Craig to answer that question maybe next week.
Yeah,
we could have just asked him to answer that.
Yeah, he probably read the email as well.
Yeah, he probably did.
Oh, we should have done.
Yeah, sorry, maybe we'll ask him at the break. We'll never remember doing that. Yeah, but we will try and answer that for you, Dara. Thanks as always getting in touch. Another email, Mahesh Jegadesan. He got in touch last year, I remember, because I was going to do an accent and you told me not to. He said, the City Conundrum. Hello, chaps. Hope you had a high-scoring game week. We actually did, thanks. What do we do about City attack? Sterling looks the best option, but is 11 mil. KDB looks the most nailed, but I think Sterling will outscore him. Aguero looks like he will be rotated. So will the Silvers. It comes down to Sterling versus KDB. Who wins? Mahesh from India.
I would say...
Sterling's a lot more... Is he a lot more than KDB? No, he's not a lot more, is he?
I thought it was 0.5
more? No, I think Sterling's a little bit more.
Oh, savage.
Sterling's 11.
Maybe he's more now. I would
it's much of a muchness, isn't it?
I would still go with Sterling because he until it's not the case, he seems to be Pep's fave. Sané seems to have gone. Then he had some pressure from Bernardo Silva. But it looks like they're maybe trying to move him from a winger to more central position.
Okay.
I honestly think I really like Sterling. Like, I had him right all the way through last season. I would stick with him for now. Like I was saying before, anybody in that team that plays at all in the next 7 games is going to get points. Don't think KDB is the best option out of the two because he just doesn't play as far forward as Sterling. Sterling's just going to get so many goals if he plays at all. He just gets so many tap-ins. It's just going to be so much created. That's that really. Aguero, I would give him a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think so. They've got such a good run. Even he if doesn't need to play 90 minutes to get points.
No, even if he plays 60 minutes. I mean, if he doesn't play at all, it's not good. But if he plays 60 minutes, he'd still easily score
I'm two. Keeping him in. Yeah, I was only going to put him in for a couple of weeks and then bring in Aubameyang. But I think, seeing that City run, I'm going to keep Aguero in.
I think I would rather, for the next 5 game weeks, I would rather have Aguero for 60 minutes than Kane for 90.
Mm.
Is what I'm saying.
There you go. That's nice. That's nice. Email from Craig Lawrence. Do you want it? That's the third Craig mentioned on this podcast.
Hi, guys. Given that we all fell for the World Cup fatigue bollocks, how different would your teams have looked this game week if we assumed everyone was fit and playing? Cheers, Lawrence. Secretly manager, coach, director of...
manager, coach, director of football at Mediocrity, as usual. Many, many click wanker. Anyone that you would have put in? Oh, maybe some of the England boys, possibly.
I think maybe Dele Alli. I think might have got in, and I think
he scored anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, it's nice to see him playing well. I don't think people.
Trippier didn't play, did he? Or didn't play a lot? Is that right?
I don't know.
Do your research, Tom.
I think he didn't have a bad season last year, but didn't have a brilliant one.
Mm.
So it's nice to see him. I hope he plays well this season. And I think probably the City stuff, although they didn't really play. Yeah. I think people weren't really expecting Hazard to get any time at all.
No, that's true, yeah.
But I don't know if I would have played him. I don't know if I'd have changed too much, to be honest.
Mm.
I don't know if I really...
No, I didn't really look and think, oh, he's not going to be fit. Other than Kane, but that's... I wouldn't have picked Kane in August anyway.
No.
So, no, not really.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't... If Kane didn't have his August thing anyway, then maybe it would have been different.
Mm. Very true. And finally, last email is the return... of, mentioned on Wikipedia, mental email of the week.
Nice.
Oh my God, it's mental. As a jingle there. It's from, obviously, our lovely James Doncaster, patron of the podcast. He says, hello, lovely lads, holiday. Please say one essential player per position. What would you drink if you were thirsty after a 30-minute walk on a summer's day? Do you think vertical stripes can be flattering? I prepared a haiku for the pod. Tom Holmes, a father. Craig Hazel, quinoa lover. Ash Kernsworth, goblin. Is that a haiku? I wish you all the best for the season. I am playing my Cardiff defender at home to Newcastle rather than Wan Biz for game week 2. Is this wise? With respect, James Doncaster. So many questions. Okay, thanks for the haiku. Thoroughly enjoyed that. One essential player per position, Ash.
I would say...
De Gea keeper, surely, if you're talking essentials.
No? I would rather go Fabianski still.
Really? That's an essential pick.
He's so cheap.
Yeah, but he's not going to pick... Yeah, but that's not what he said. Who's essential?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you've got to take that price into account, haven't you?
Oh, well, it's up to you, mate. You interpret it as you like.
Yeah.
I'd say De Gea has to be.
Yeah, De Gea's good. Okay. Midfielder? Bendy, isn't it? And or Bissaka.
Oh, defender, you mean?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe Alonso... Aspilicueta, maybe.
Actually, I'd go a City centre-back, City defender.
Yeah.
Because they've got so many easy games. They might not concede for 10 games.
Yeah. Walker. You say Walker? You liked Walker?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, yeah.
A bit of Walker. Midfield, Mo Salah, all day long.
Yeah.
Striker. Who's your essential striker?
Oh,
fuck. Is there one? There's not really one that's rose to prominence so far.
No, I think the closest is probably like... I don't know if any of them are essential.
Vardy scored.
I don't know if like any are going to get so many points you're going to be trashed without them.
I don't think... Oh, maybe Aubameyang as the season progresses.
Yeah, actually.
Although Lacazette looked better than Aubameyang did at the weekend, so I don't know.
I drafted Aubameyang. I think he might have been my first pick in the draft league. So, yeah, I think he could do well.
Yeah, could do. And the other FPL-related one, I'm playing my Cardiff defender at home to Newcastle rather than Wan-Biz. Like that.
Wan-Bissaka is, like we said before, he's at Liverpool, isn't he?
Yeah.
Probably is better than...
But, you know, he could still get an assist and then he'd be going, fuck, why didn't I play?
But it depends. Will Cardiff concede at home to Newcastle?
Yeah, maybe not.
No, the Cardiff didn't look good, though. I think... Oh. Go with it. Put Wan Bissaka as your first.
If you've already got him, stick him in because everyone's bringing him in and playing him. So if you've got him, you might as well play him. That's my thinking. Don't even know if that makes sense.
I've got a first spot on my bench again.
Have you? I don't know. Yeah, could work. And then what would you drink if you were thirsty after a 30-minute walk on a summer's day? Water. Or with just water.
I tell you what. Have you ever gone a thing where you go on a long walk and you get really thirsty? And then I always think, Like go past the pub and be like, oh, just a pint of Coke would be quite nice.
Yeah, Diet Coke. I don't drink like full fat Coke.
Do you?
You don't look this good drinking full fat Coke, mate.
Yeah,
yeah. No, a nice Diet Coke's nice. But I've gone to sleep like really pissed before and woken up so thirsty and all I've had is Diet Coke next to the bed.
Oh, yeah.
And had different. To drink that. That's fucking horrible.
That is a whole different thing.
But I just kept waking up and just drinking more. And then like, I drank like 2 litres in one night and I woke up more thirsty than I was, just like all sticky. Mum, help!
Yeah.
Luckily, Mum was in bed with me. Yeah. We're both really pissed.
Although, then again, if it was available, a Brandy Alexander would be all right.
A Brandy Alexander? Blimey. Well, there you go. Just water for me. Brandy Alexander for Ash. Can vertical stripes be flattering? What's vertical? Across?
No.
No, horizontal is long ways. Vertical. Huh? No, it's not.
It's
other
not
way around.
Yet.
Yeah, of course they can. Yeah, they are flattering. Downwards.
You think so?
Oh, hang on, what's he saying? Vertical. Up and down, isn't it?
Up and down.
Yeah. Yes, they're flattering. The other way, and not so much.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
cheers. Just before we go, lads and ladies, we had to bring it back. We had to bring it back because we got a lot of feedback in a section that was very popular called Any Other Business.
Business, is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business, gaffer tapes. Any other business, working on the park, come on.
Any other business is back. Thanks for the jingle. Our friends over in America, Shirts vs. Skins pod. we got one from AMAC. He said, first time listener, please stop saying Jose and Jesus. These people speak Portuguese, not Spanish. In Portuguese, the J remains a J. That obviously goes for Jota at Wolves too. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Hey, I'm glad he wrote that little bit at the end. Otherwise, I'd have been...
Is he saying that it should be Jose and Jesus?
Yes. Hey. Jose and Jesus.
But they call him, they call him Jesus.
This guy obviously has previous. He knows.
Oh, that's difficult.
Jose, but so people do say Jose Mourinho, and I always think it's Jose. But this guy knows. What's your credentials, AMAC?
Yeah. You do say Jose Mourinho,
I say Jose and Jesus, but I'm clearly wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. No idea.
No.
I know if you're Brazilian and it's an R, it's a H.
Yeah.
Like Roger Gracie, but I got no idea about this.
Well, Portuguese and Brazilian, they not speak?
They speak Portuguese.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil.
But that doesn't help
they?
Us with this quandary, does it?
No.
Oh, but that means that the J wouldn't turn to a H because the R is.
No.
So he must be right.
He must be right.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I assume he was. We got, and this is what I mentioned at the very start of the pod. We got a tweet from Tim T. So basically, he tweeted us and he said, should I pick Pogba? And I said, I can't see him thriving. This is a reply on Twitter. I said, I can't see him thriving with all that's going on. Yeah, I used the phrase thriving. I think that 8 mil is better spent elsewhere, mate. And he said, 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes for you to lose me my first points of the season. Experts, eh?
One thing I would say, Tim, is that I don't use Twitter.
Yeah, I did reply and I said, well, no, one expert, two entertainers. And then someone replied to that and said, one expert, one entertainer and one part-timer or something like that.
Amazing.
I thought it was quite nice.
I
do apologise for that. I didn't see it happening.
No, I would have said, I love Pogba.
Couldn't see him thriving. Yeah. Is that what you would have said? Hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Oh, I would have said Mo Salah was the highest scoring player in the world. He'd probably like go on to the World Cup. I think
Pogba's good. Although, to be fair, I didn't see much of the game from the highlights, like we were saying earlier, and he just got a penalty, so I don't know, it's not the worst loss in the world.
Yes, we got a tweet from someone who I believe is a new tweeter as well. Dennis QPR.
Amazing.
Said quite simply, can you put the boot room in the boot room? I think that was the first one we got, and I was like, oh, we got to bring back Any Other Business for next week. The boot room was a little feature that we did last week for the first time. Didn't plan it as well as we thought, but I liked it. I listened back to that, but just to listen to that bit, and it was good. But thanks, Dens QPR. Chuck Bailey, old friend of the show, said the diary of Timmy Tinker, the feature we didn't ask for, the feature we didn't know we needed, the feature that will lead us to a brighter tomorrow, which is lovely. And then someone called Owen replied and just said, One word, leather. Which is nice. We had people tweeting us just the word leather.
Nice.
All week, which was brilliant. Lovely. Thank you very much. Remember, you can get in touch on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. We didn't do any Facebook this week. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Get us on Instagram. Yep. All that shit.
We theoretically have a Twitch channel that might come
out. Yeah, I know. We're going to do a Twitch. YouTube.
All the links are on the website. Yeah. If you go on there,
Ash has pimped out our homepage.
Ish. But if you go to gaffertapes.com, all the things are there. And also, we've got a Patreon. We always forget to do it.
Yeah.
If you go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes, you can support us, which would be cool.
Yeah, just like a fiver a month. You get free exclusive podcasts that only the official Gafferazzi get. You get entered into the Gafferazzi mini league.
Yeah.
Which Craig is currently bottom of, which is nice.
Oh, even better.
Just for all the patrons. Get us on our homepage on thegaffertapes.com. All the stuff's there, isn't it?
All the words.
All the stuff, yeah.
So thanks, that's the end of part two. We'll be back in a minute with part three, where we look forward to the upcoming games, and there'll be another little feature for you.
Ooh.
See you in a sec.
Hello and welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. It's time to look forward to game week two. There's no Friday night football this week, but there is some Saturday football, which is always nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Saturday 18th, this coming Saturday. Bang. Early kickoff, Cardiff, Newcastle.
Oh, the glamour.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
I think Cardiff are really unknown. Mm. So maybe Hosolu turns it around, gets a goal.
Yeah.
Newcastle start firing. Unknown.
Okay. Craig likes Patterson, doesn't he?
Does.
He was talking up Patterson. I know he's in Craig's team, so he's. I'm assuming he's going to be thinking that some stuff's going on there. Who knows? Everton, Southampton, this will be interesting. Mikalisson, I think, is fit. Everyone was worried. He went a bit yellow, got a little bit jaundice about him, but...
Hopefully, yeah, right.
I think he's playing. Apparently, he was walking around straight afterwards. He was walking up on the pitch after the game. So I'm assuming it's not going to be that bad. And it doesn't seem like anyone has panic sold him. It seems that everyone's panic buying someone that's just turned yellow, which is mental because his price has gone up.
We were saying off air that because now Sigurdsson, I think he's playing a little bit further back to where he was before, maybe.
Yeah.
They're basically playing three up front, aren't they? With Rikarlison, Tosin,
Walcott.
And then... Last year, they were really slow, weren't they? They had Rooney, who got a really good assist. Mm. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, amazing. Nice on it. Over in the MLS.
Yeah, but so I think that's probably helped them as a team. I don't know if it helps Sigurdsson as a pick.
Yeah.
But it does probably unleash Rikarlison. And maybe over the course of the season, maybe even Walcott will get stuck in. I think Tosin's
maybe. I must say, I did look at... what's his tits? Walcott.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got Tosin myself because obviously Everton's run so nice.
Yeah.
I've got Tosin. I'm going to give him another week. Obviously, they're at home to Southampton, so I'm going to give him another couple of weeks, definitely.
Yeah.
I fancy some goals from them. Leicester, Wolves. Obviously, Leicester are going to be feeling the pressure if they are indeed, if their manager is under strain, like you've been. I don't know if that's just a vicious rumour that you've just been spreading around the Lord of the Rings community.
Yeah, I've shorted the Leicester manager. Yeah.
Wolves, I think, are going to be a decent team to watch this year. I think they're going to be exciting.
Yes.
With all their special boys.
Yeah, this could be there could be some goals in that.
Yeah, I like it. Vardy, I still think it's a decent pick. Obviously, 9 mil, but I still think you can get... I think this might be his last decent FPL season,
9 mil
potentially.
Outrageous.
I still think he's going to bag 15 goals this season.
He's going to play every week.
Yeah. Spurs, Fulham seems quite one-sided. Spurs, don't go for Harry Kane. But in my secret sausage, I think I'm captaining Eriksen. I fancy it. Fulham didn't look great.
I think our friend of the show, Don Monaghan, said that he was going big on Eriksen this season.
Did he? Yeah. Well, in one of your special secret WhatsApp chats that you have, don't invite me and Craig to. When you chat about us behind our backs.
Yeah, he just sends me messages.
Dom's on it, is he? Oh, we need to find out. Dom, can you get in touch and tell us where your team is so I can bookmark it so I can give you... I'll add him to the little rundown.
Oh, yeah.
Of in 8,000th and 45th is Dom Monaghan. No, he's better than me. Spurs, Fulham. That seems like one of the bigger... what's that? Look at what I'm doing. What's that motion?
David versus a crab talking.
No, like one of the more... bit mismatched, that's it. Bigger mismatches of game week two.
Yeah.
How do you not get that from the crab?
Yeah, imagine a crab like doing like with his elbows in the air.
Wait. Crab boy.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
One of the bigger mismatches. Then your West Ham are at home to Bournemouth.
Oh, the juicy dangler. Wilson's going to be there. Oh, he's going to fuck us, isn't he?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I looked at Bournemouth's run is equally nice. Not quite as nice as Everton's, but it's nice. But at one point, I didn't have Wilson in. I had Josh King in. Now, King was quite busy on game week one of the weekend. But, yeah, it was Wilson that got the goal. So I'm glad I didn't go for King in a way. But then I only went Tosin, who didn't get anything anyway. So
I tell you what. Isn't the Bournemouth manager the longest serving Premier League manager now?
6 years anyhow, yeah.
Mental. I can tell you what, I think Bournemouth are going to win this. They're going to be...
Do you think they're going to win the league? You heard it here, get it in the envelope.
They're so much more... They're going to be so much better drilled than us.
Yeah.
At the minute. I'll be really surprised if I think it's
happening. Yeah.
I mean, it could go either way, but... Could be a bit of a shock defeat, but
yeah, no, could
a
be.
Defeat.
It's definitely not going to be a shock, mate. It's West Ham.
Yeah.
Then closing off Saturday's games, the late kickoff, Chelsea Arsenal. Don't know how I feel about this. It feels like two sort of relatively unknown commodities in a way. That's my new phrase, by the way. Unknown commodity. I've said it about five times. I don't know what it means. It just makes me sound cool.
Yeah.
I'm just off outside for an unknown commodity. see you in 5 minutes.
I've sort of stupidly I got Mkhitaryan and Aubameyang, but I don't know why, because I got such terrible two opening fixtures.
I did have him, and I'm going to bring Aubameyang back. I think we could score against Chelsea, but then I equally think Chelsea will probably score against us, and you know who it's going to be. Chelsea score against us, who is it going to be?
Ashley Young, you're right.
It's going to be the beautiful man, Olivier Giroud.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be, isn't it?
Oh,
Eight mil. He's in my sausage. Oh, you've got to have Giroud in your sausage.
Oh, yeah.
He's the absolute classic sausage pick.
Yeah.
Secret sausage.
Oh, my God.
Moving on to Sunday, Burnley-Watford. Could see another clean sheet from Burnley there. Definitely at home to Watford. City-Huddersfield. That is the other little crab one.
Crabby. Oh, there's a couple of big mismatches on this.
Mismatch, that's the one.
Mismatch Sunday, that's what they're calling
mismatch
it.
Mismatch Sunday! Except one of them's on Saturday, but...
Yeah. No, but I mean, all the games here are mismatches.
Brighton United is the final game on Sunday, potentially. And then Monday Night Football, Crystal Palace, Liverpool.
That could be a 4-4.
That could be you're yawning. Maybe that's a sign that it's going to be a yawn fest. And let's remember that you yawned, and you don't usually yawn during the podcast.
No.
Because you do quite a lot of cocaine and stuff, don't you?
I haven't. This is one of the. I haven't been. Normally, I'd have a couple of what they call espresso martinis.
You do. That's what it is. It's your espresso martinis. But we're both drinking water.
Yeah, it's definitely affected.
And it's quite warm in here. We're quite dehydrated.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've got Salah. I'm captaining him. I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
People talking about it. Aguero home to Huddersfield.
Yeah, that's the other place I was looking at putting my captain. But you can't have Salah and not captain him, surely.
Yeah, but you know what? Like I said before, go with a midfielder that's playing at home.
Yeah.
Or maybe a striker if they've got a big game, if they've got like a team of shit munchers. Yeah. Man City at home
it's so tempting.
The thing is, at the start of the season,
Aguero,
you can't lose the league. Like, there are game weeks where you could get 100 points, close to 100 point gap. Maybe now, just like a little risk like that. It's not too bad, just to feel it out.
Oh, you might have talked me around. I was really, really thinking about that, because it just looked like such a nice...
Salah is pretty much guaranteed to get 8 points.
Salah away, Aguero at home. Could be. Yeah. Well, talking of picks, it's time for our new feature, the Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bottoms. The idea is that we pick a team in the lower half of the league, and we have a little, you know, a little player from one of those teams. Obviously, you know, there was no league table last week or last pod. So we just picked one that was traditionally a bottom 10 team. I went with Sessegnon.
Yes.
Just because I thought just before the hype happens, you know, I'm going to call him out. Well, I mean, I don't know where he did play, but shortly after that podcast, everyone's saying, nah, mate, you'll be playing left back, apparently. And I don't know if he did. And I watched the highlights, and he was quite far forward.
Busy.
He was quite far forward, but he only got 2 points. Ryan Sessegnon. Craig went Patterson, his boyfriend who he was banging on about. Oh, he did something really funny when he played for Hearts or something like that. I don't know. He only got 2 points. And Ash, true to form, Wan-Bissaka, 12 points. So on Craig's little spreadsheet, he did tweet the spreadsheet.
Did he really?
Very nice, attractive spreadsheet.
Oh, I thought he well thought that was going to be forgot about.
It's 12 to you, 2 to Craig, 2 to me. But game week 2, Power Bottoms, we did ask Craig what his pick was, and he had just enough time in his busy schedule to reply with Chris Wood, unless anyone else wants him. And part of me did want to go, do you know what, I'm going to have Chris Wood, because you're not here, but I'm not going to. So he's saying Chris Wood at home to Watford. So Chris Wood for Craig. Do you know what I'm going to go with? Because, do you know what? We lost. We are technically a bottom 10 side at the moment. You know, that's how we're looking at it, the table. I'm going to go an Arsenal player. But I'm going to go, why not, with Guendouzi.
Nice.
I do hope that is how you pronounce it. Yeah, I just really liked him. And he looked busy as fuck. And I think, yeah, he could get an assist in that Chelsea game. I think that Emery's going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
Because he was our hardest working player out there. So, yeah, why not? I'll stick my money where my tits are.
Nice. I'm going so rogue with my pick.
Oh, rogue. That's the rogue.
I'm going Felipe Anderson for West Ham. We've got Bournemouth, who I think are going to beat us.
Mm.
So I'm going for a midfielder who probably won't get any of the ball and will only play 60 minutes.
Yeah.
But he's really overpriced as well, so it's perfect.
Well, it's nice, you know.
If Masuaku, if he like carries on playing, 4.5 is a potential like great pick, I think.
Yeah.
He's sort of a defender, but he plays in midfield and isn't bad. But Anderson, I think he looks good.
Classically, the
wrong way around.
The wrong way around to do it.
Yeah. But I think... I think Felipe Anderson looked good last week. Maybe it could happen this week.
Well, there we go. There it is. Craig, if you're listening, which you probably won't be, get it on the spreadsheet. We'll have to remember those. Yeah.
So now it's time for the newest feature.
It's the feature that everyone on social media has been going absolutely mental for.
Yeah, the one guy.
He loved it. He absolutely loved it.
It's called...
It's the Diary of Little Timmy Tinker.
The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. So, I thought what would be nice is if I summed up the story so far.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay,
nice. And I've got a crystal clear memory of what happened.
I was going to say, you're the worst person who are.
Perfect. So, if you missed last week, Tommy, this is the diary of Tommy's football playing career. I don't know if you know
much. It's semi-autobiographical, dramatic sort of novelisation.
It's like an exact retelling of his... playing career. So, because you know he's a comedian. A lot of you didn't know that he had like a sort of semi-pro career before being on the podcast. And this is just some insights from it. So last week was when he got his first pair of football boots and they were called Leather Boys. basically what I can remember from it. So now he may or may not have shoes, but they were definitely leather. Now week two.
Chapter two. What's the sound of one hand clapping? Have you ever seen a solitary goose? No. Some things aren't supposed to be alone, and that was the case for little Timmy Tinker. He was a footballer, but a footballer without a team. Tryouts are this Sunday, Mum, said little Timmy Tinker.
Tryouts, amazing.
Tryouts are this Sunday, Mum, said little Timmy Tinker. I'm your dad, said Dad. Sorry, I'm just so excited to get the chance to play for a proper Sunday League under 10 side.
Sunday League?
Sunday League?
Yeah.
Dad laughed heartily. Hey, your baby sister Sandra's under 10. Can she play? All right, don't take the fucking piss, said Timmy, and he ran away to play with his balls. Sunday came around, and sure, there were butterflies, but Timmy felt confident. This was what he wanted. This was what he needed. Maybe it was the brand new Gola football boots, or the fact that he was wearing shin pads for the very first time. But Timmy just felt sure he was going to impress. And impress he did. In fact, the manager Gary was so impressed, he asked Timmy to go for a drink at his friend Simon's house later that day, and not to tell his parents. But Timmy couldn't because he was renting Sandlot Kids from VHS and Blockbusters. But needless to say, Timmy had found his team. Or perhaps they had found him.
Du, du, du.
Yeah, it's just an introduction to Timmy. He's playing for a team now. He's got his team. He's got his boots. Leather.
You may have missed out what actually happened in the game.
Mm.
Did he score or what?
Well, they can't be too long, but he just impressed. You know, that's the thing. Timmy likes to leave things to your imagination.
Okay, so
think about where he went with those Gola boots and those little shin pads.
He's got boots. And he's played a game. His marriage is Gary. His manager is Gary.
His manager's Gary.
And he's possibly...
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? He just asked him to go for a drink and don't tell your parents, but he was renting Sandlot Kids on VHS.
Sandlot Kids?
Yeah, have you never seen Sandlot Kids?
I never get any of these references.
Craig would have got it. Yeah, Craig would have loved that. Not only would Craig have loved that reference, he would have probably given us a quote from the Sandlot Kids movie.
Yeah,
it's great. Tweet us if you've seen the Sandlot Kids. I think in America it was just called The Sandlot. But yeah, Sandlot Kids.
Sandlot.
Fucking brilliant. Sandlot Kids. It's about like a little baseball team.
Oh.
Really good. Oh, one of my favourite films ever. Yeah.
So that and Grease 2.
Yeah, two of my top five of all time. But yeah, so, you know, chapter 3 coming next week.
Coming soon.
Hopefully Craig will be here to hear it and be here to podcast with us. And if not, we'll get the other Craig. What was his name like? Auto Wizard.
Yeah.
What was it?
Craigie Rapstar.
Craigie Rapstar Auto Wizard or whatever. Yeah, yeah. We'll get him in. But yes.
Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for everybody that tweeted in, emailed in. Thanks to all our Patreons. It's really appreciate it. We'll try, I've been mega busy. We'll try and put out a Patreon special as soon as possible.
Yes, actually been very busy. I thought doing work.
I was watching
apparently he was watching Lord of the Rings.
I was watching it on the train to work.
Yes.
Fair enough. So thank you all for listening. Hope you all do well this week. We shall be back next week. Have fun. Goodbye from Tom.
Yeah, goodbye.